Another Kiwi goes, American New Zealand alcohol-free brand AF is launching into US retail giants Target and Walmart as of today, and the AF founder Lisa King is with us. Good morning.
Good morning, mate.
Now, this deal you're doing, how many cans? How wide's distribution? How flooded is the American market as a result of this deal for you?
Yeah, well, it's very exciting. We've just been in the US market for 12 months now, and so we've gone from being in 400 stores nationwide to over 2,100 stores, and a large part of that is with Target and Walmart.
How do they handle this thing? How do you just literally ring them up and go, g'day, got a drink, do you want to sell it?
Unfortunately, it's not as easy as that. And particularly with these big retailers, you know, they don't tend to move as quickly. But we were very lucky with Walmart. I was actually invited to go to their headquarters in Arkansas and present to their team of buyers. It was a little bit like a Dragon's Den scenario. We had 10 minutes to pitch to them. And on the spot, they said yes to ranging our drinks. And then 6 months later, we're in over 840 Walmarts.
How are you treated as a supplier? Because the great debate in this country about supermarket suppliers, and suppliers say they're treated badly by big retailers. How are you treated as a supplier at a major operator like that?
Well, I think in the US, the supermarket environment is really different. There are so many competitors. And so, you know, each one of them, they're trying to do their best to stand out and get that consumer dollar. And so you've got tons of options. And, you know, while we've been great, lucky to get with two of the biggest ones, we're also dealing with lots of other slightly smaller but also large scale supermarkets. So they're... The way that we've been treated is pretty fair. You know, they look at data. Whatever was working well, they will take and they will keep. So there's not too much of a negotiation there.
What's your edge? Is it the colour of the cans, the fact you're from New Zealand, the fact you're alcohol-free? What?
It's the fact that we're alcohol-free and that category is growing double digits in the US at the moment. We're one of the first brands to launch in that category in the US, surprisingly. And I think we've got, you know, a beautiful tasting product, first and foremost. We've got a really different proposition with the afterglow, so this little botanical that's in all of our drinks. And, yeah, I think we, just in terms of being able to be there as one of the first brands, has really helped us.
See, the problem you've got is that Americans have no taste, because overnight Coca-Cola's announced their result and they've grown their market because people are drinking more Fanta. And if you're drinking more Fanta, there's no hope for you at all, is there?
Well, the good thing is Americans are drinking less alcohol, and that's where we come in. So, yes, while they do drink a lot of soda and a lot of other not so great things, they are cutting back on alcohol, and that's the big trend that all these retailers are seeing, and that's why they're making space for alcohol-free products. Like,
well, go well, Lisa. Appreciate it. Lisa King out of AF this morning.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.